the question of artificial intelligence up to a point, is the same old question about automation. During Eric Hoffer's lifetime, the question of automation and how everybody would no longer be working and what kind of effect that would have on them became a big, a leading point of discussion. Hoffer, as usual, did a lot of thinking before he answered it, the question about automation. And again, he did some basic thinking about history. And he discovered, because, well, the question with automation was, is everybody going to become lazy and all these other horrible things Puritans worry about? But Hoffer pointed out that almost all of our major basic inventions can be traced back not to work, but to play. And one thing he posited was that the bow and arrow probably had its origins when people started trying to make sounds like violins that they were playing. But the point was they had time to play. And that's where their inventiveness comes from. Now, this is entirely different from the Puritan statement or view of history, where everything is grim and the only reason you invent something is to keep from starving. Today, I don't think anybody, but maybe me, can understand what basic contributions Hoffer made in this kind of thinking. So Hoffer found himself rethinking Puritanism, which says that one only advances in order to survive. He was very interested because he decided that a society largely devoted to play would be far more inventive than a grim society that was fighting starvation. The problem with AI, artificial intelligence, as opposed to just automation, is that an artificial intelligence might have its own motivations. That's what we're afraid of, that we weren't afraid of when we were talking about automation. One problem is, how do you ask something whether it has self-awareness or not? And this, of course, has been one of the biggest problems you have with artificial intelligence. The second point is that you have to find out, because what you're really afraid of here is that automated intelligence will become automated will, which is a different thing. And once again, getting something to tell you whether or not it has its own will and it's not going to do what you want it to do. As you can see, the question itself is going to make it suspicious. So AI is pretty well the same thing, same problem we had with automation. Now, the question with automation, the question was, is society based on the Puritan principle of survival of the fittest? And that is to say, that all our advancements are crushing necessities rather than simply playing. And most of our best thinking probably is done when we have spare time. The other question, then, when you talk about automation of AI, you're talking really about will, whether it has a separate will from yours. Now, there is the big problem. And that is the difference between automation and AI.